Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Basra. We are holding a parak Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Hamochres Habayis, when you sell a house, Machres Hadelas, we assume that you're selling the door along with the house. The house comes, that's a basic function of a house. It might be the most important part of the house. Avalos HaMafteach, but we do not assume that the lock is included, even though the lock is attached to the door. Apparently, it wasn't uncommon for people to take the locks with them and people to install new locks. Machres HaMachteshes when you sell a house, you sold the machteshes that's kavua, that's built into the ground. Machteshes is a mortar. Avalos hamitalteles, but one that's not cemented into the ground is not included. Macher it's strovel. You also include in the sale the millstone that's attached to the ground, meaning it's always attached to the ground. Veloas hakelas, but not the hopper that holds the grain. Veloas hatanur, veloas hakirayim, and the oven and the stove are also not included in the sale because they're typically not attached to the ground. So basically, this mission is just telling us things that are attached to the ground are included in the sale. If they're not attached to the ground, they're generally not included. But if you say explicitly, "I'm selling you it and everything inside of it," then all of those things are included in the sale. Let's say you didn't sell a house, you sold a chatzer. So machar batim, we assume that includes all the houses in the chatzer, barosh yichlemaros, and all the water pits. Avalos hametaltin, but it does not include any metaltin that might be in the chatzer, things that are not built into the ground. But if you say I'm selling you it and all that's in it, then even the metaltin are going to be included. Beinkach ubeinkach, whether you said hivakal nashu betocha or not, lo machar lo asamerchatz was beis habad shabetocha. It does not include a bathhouse or an olive press that happens to be located in the chatzer. Reb Elazar Omer, Hamochres Chatzer Lo Machreh La'Avira Shel Chatzer. Reb Elazar says, I disagree with the whole thing. If you sell the chatzer, you're only selling the airspace of the chatzer, meaning you're not even selling the houses that are opened up into the chatzer. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we had said that if a person sells a bayis, he is selling the door but not the lock, and he sells things that are attached to the ground but not things that are detached from the ground. And if you say huva kol nasha betocho, then you're even selling things that are detached from the ground. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that according to the Tanna Kamma, if you sell a chatzer, you're also selling the houses and the baruchich and the ma'oros, but not anything that's metaltel. But if you say huva kol nasha betocho, then even the metaltel are included, but what's not included are the bathhouse and the olive press. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the whole premise and says that no, when you sell the chatzer, you're only selling the chatzer itself, but you are not selling the batim in that chatzer. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey.